Let's pray. May I speak now in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. People come up to you and say, "What do you know?" by way of greeting, isn't it? Well, what do you know? Do people say that to you sometimes? Somebody I used to work with a lot, sadly no longer with us, he said, "What do you know?" And I used to say that to him, but he used to turn around to me and say, "Not enough. Not enough. What do you know? Not enough." I think knowledge is about accumulating facts, isn't it? And people who know me well won't ask me what I know about certain subjects, because they will never escape. They will still be there, and I'll still be telling them, because I know a lot about certain subjects. So you're wise not to ask me. Facts are important, aren't they? Facts are important. But knowledge is more than just knowing facts, isn't it? It's something else. What do we know, and how do we know it? Knowing in the Bible is more than just acquiring information. It's about a quality of understanding, about the one who gives us knowledge, the one who imparts knowledge, God, the one who gives us knowledge about himself and about us. And the book of Psalms are amazing, aren't they? I was trying to think of an analogy for the book of Psalms the other day, and I thought the best one I could come up with, if you could imagine a health farm, a health resort, the best place ever, but it's also got a boot camp next to it where you could get really fit, really, really tough exercise. In such a place, you would be nourished with good things. You would be made comfortable, but you'd also be challenged. The book of Psalms is like that. There's challenge, there's nourishment, and there's things to stretch us. And this Psalm 139 stretches us about God, about the God who created us, the God who sustains us, a God who shapes us. That's the knowledge that we have. And the God knows us because he made us. And that can be a bit disturbing, can't it? In Psalms, it's a bit disturbing because God knows everything. He knows everything. He knows where we go. We can't escape from him. The psalmist tries to flee from him, doesn't he? Can't do it. That God is searching, looking for us, because he's made us and he knows us. That's the first thing I want to think about knowing. Knowing. More than just facts, more than just information. About a quality. Now, I've got something to show you now, and something that no one else in the world owns. There's not one like it. Even the king doesn't have one of these. Even the richest person doesn't have one of these. The most influential person, the person who's on trend, an influencer, doesn't have one of these. I've got it here. Can you guess what it is? What is it? What do you think it is? Yes. Scarf, yes. Now this scarf is very special because our daughter Catherine, knitted it for me. Now somebody's going to say, "Colin, it's not knitted, it's been crocheted." Thank you. So there's no scarf quite like this. No scarf quite like this. It's unique. And very special. It's special because it was made just for me. It was made by someone who knows me and loves me. Someone who put effort into it, who thought about the sort of colours I would like and the way I wear it. It's been knitted together with love, understanding, and with care. And that's how we are. It's going to take a lot of wool to knit one of me, to knit a Colin. Perhaps less wool for our baptismal candidates today. But we've all been knitted together, haven't we? Each one of us has been knitted together. and shaped by God. Each one of us are unique. Each one of us has our own pattern. And it's a God pattern. It's all of God, because we're made in the image and likeness of God. And that's not something that's just happened. It's something that happened before we were born. God's foreknowledge. The book of Psalms is something that stretches us, stretches our understanding, fills us with awe and wonder. We are knitted together. And I would say as well, that process goes on. Because how that happens to me, unaccountably, holes appear in my jumpers. Anybody else have holes appearing in their jumpers? Yes. And they have to be repaired. They have to be stitched up. God's constantly doing that. Constantly shaping us. Constantly knitting us together. When we unravel, God in Christ knits us back together again. What an amazing thought, isn't it? What an amazing thought that God has knitted us together. We're unique. Like this scarf, there's no scarf exactly like it. They might be similar, colours might be the same, but the pattern and the make is different for each one of us. We are knitted together and shaped, and we are made with love and care and foreknowledge and understanding. That's amazing, isn't it? That's what God does. Takes a while for us to get our heads around that. It can be quite challenging about that God who knows us, quite disturbing. But that's the God we have. So we have knowing, we have knitting, and one final thing, nattering. The psalmist is full of God, up to here with God, brimful with God. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It seems to me we are at our best talking about the faith we have as Christians when we are brimful, when it bubbles over. I've got to tell you how good God is. I've got to tell you how loving God is. I've got to tell you how forgiving God is. I've got to tell you how amazing Jesus is. Not how amazing I am, because I'm unraveling, needing to be put back together. I'm a patchwork. Not about me, about how good God is. And God's love encompasses us all. God's love was there before us. God's love will go on and bring us to be with him. It's not about us, but it's about him. But what is about us is sharing that good news and encouraging others. Encouraging others to experience the richness of God, the challenge of God, the goodness of God, and the creative power of God. That's what we're about, knowing God and telling others, experiencing God and meeting with him. Not always understanding, because the psalmist doesn't understand. We don't understand. We're challenged. But we're also made by God. That simple fact. Who we are and who we really are. Amen.